As Ohio's small family farms have disappeared over the past 50 years, the brushy fence rows, weedy ditches, pastures, and hayfields that are crucial habitat to pheasant have also disappeared. In the 1940s, Ohio had an estimated 5 million wild pheasant, but now only small pockets of these colorful birds roam the countryside. Today on County Lines, Renee Wild goes to a private hunting preserve in West Alexandria to learn more.
Dow Ulrich's farm has been in his family for over 150 years, making it one of Ohio's sesquicentennial farms.
Since 1860, 158 years, yes. And this has always been the home farm.
That farm has gone through some transitions over the years, from general livestock to hogs and then dairy cows. But a decade ago, circumstances led Dow to try something new on this historic farm in Preble County.
We had a couple rough years crop-wise and price-wise, and so we were forced to rethink what we were doing. I had a gentleman that asked me to raise some quail for him, and I helped him get his hunting preserve started, and you know, this is our 10th year of running the preserve. We started running on our own, and it's just been a really good fit for us.
Every year, Dow raises and releases a variety of upland game birds on his 200-acre farm.
We'll do about 30,000 quail and about 4,000 pheasants. And I buy my chukar partridge and Hungarian partridge as mature birds, but we'll use about 2,000 or so of those in a season.
Hunters come from as far away as Alaska to these rolling fields. But for local hunters, the $10 annual fee plus the price of the birds makes it a great place for training their dogs. On a wet Saturday afternoon, I head out with Ray Burns and his two English pointers.
I can sit and talk bird dogs all day, so sometimes talking about it's more fun than doing it.
Ray and I take his 3.5-month-old puppy into the field to go bumping. 6 quail have been set out in a large open field of cut Milo, a grain that provides both food and shelter for these game birds. The puppy runs like a white flash through the field looking for the small hidden birds.
Basically, he'll find the bird and shove him and basically get him airborne. He'll kind of root him out with his nose, and just it develops an excitement or a drive in him to want to find them. So he just smelled it, see him turn back on it. Good boy. Easy now. Oh my goodness.
As the birds are bumped out of hiding, they go flying toward the fence line for cover.
As he gets a little older, we'll start making him stand still, and we'll flush the bird. You know, that way he learns to stop and point.
We take the puppy back to the truck, and we regroup with two of Ray's friends. For Jess, it's his first time hunting pheasant.
This is a dream come true, be out here with a good buddy and friends.
Are you picking that up?
Hunting like I wanted to do when I was a kid, so...
It seems counterintuitive, but without the hunters, ringneck pheasants wouldn't exist in Ohio. They were introduced to the U.S. in the late 1800s for sport hunting. Ohio has lost much of the habitat that these birds once thrived in. The state now relies heavily on the stocking of public lands and private landowners like Dow to help keep the wild pheasant population and the sport alive.
For most people, they don't necessarily agree with hunting, so anything to do with it, you know, can't be good. Looks like we got another bird. Look at that point. Awesome. Yes. Good
the dogs
boy.
Freeze and point to where one of the birds is hidden in the tall stubble. A small, brilliant flash of red, gold, and bronze bursts out of the grain stubble, and it hurtles towards the tree line for cover. I tell Ray that calling a place that you went to kill things a preserve had always seemed weird to me. But walking around Dow's farm today was like stepping back to a time when the family farm was a diverse ecosystem that supported both the wildlife and the humans that lived there.
You know, you're preserving not only the habitat, not only the bird itself, but you're preserving a way of life, you know.
When I first asked Ray if I could tag along with him today, I really wasn't sure what to expect. Although I don't ever see myself picking up a gun, I have to admit that hiking around in the woods and the fields, watching the dogs doing something that they were bred to do and they obviously loved, was actually really fun.
You know, when you first start hunting, it's all about success and finding whatever game you're after. But for me, it's all about the dog when it comes to bird hunting. And like Jesse that came out with us today, he'll get an opportunity to shoot 8 or 10 or 12 birds probably. And, you know, to him, that'll be an absolute blast and something that he'll never forget.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, West Alexandria, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a generous grant from Ohio Humanities.